Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Mr. Dave Howell, Acting Director of the Vehicle Technologies Office of the U.S. Department of Energy. Dave, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carl.
So what's new with the Clean Cities program?
So Clean Cities, of course, is within the Vehicle Technologies Office, is really the way that we speed adoption of technologies getting out into the marketplace. We do promote, you know, alternative fuels and advanced vehicle technologies through a lot of education and outreach, through a lot of support for local regions and local cities to actually procure advanced vehicles. We try to provide, you know, objective, unbiased data on all of these vehicles, you know, the pros and the cons and things that, you know, work really well in terms of once you deploy advanced technologies, whether it's a natural gas vehicle or an electric vehicle, what to expect, or even propane. And then we can provide real-world lessons learned that, you know, that not only inform operations across the country, whether it's a local city jurisdiction or a region, to deploy these technologies that make sense for them. And, you know, we do this through, you know, not only our Clean City Coalitions, but Living Labs, what we call Living Labs, where we actually, you know, pay for demonstrations of these technologies. And we just awarded almost $20 million worth of work on community partner projects to deploy electric vehicles and electric vehicle infrastructure. We have a lot of information and tools through our alternative fuels data center that can provide, again, that data across the USA in terms of the benefits of alternative fuels. So a lot of things that are happening with Clean Cities, with deployment. You know, a lot of that's focused on battery and electrification, a lot of grid and infrastructure work as well. And then more and more we're seeing even connected and automated vehicles starting to really make their way into the public sector.
Sure. Could you talk a little bit about the smart cities and mobility and autonomous vehicles and, again, some of the electric vehicles, like as we anticipate some of the sustainable transportation throughout the country?
Sure. So let me start with batteries and electrification first, and then move to what we call energy efficient mobility systems. So in the electrification part of the vehicle sector, you're seeing a lot of movement of companies like major car manufacturers really moving their works toward electrified vehicles. Now, that electrified vehicles includes hybrid vehicles, but what really catches most people's imagination is the electric vehicle. And you know, we're starting to see a lot of those deployed in the market to where, you know, consumers are actually purchasing them. And you know, we think that that's, you know, sort of the first tranche, because there's still a lot of work that we can do in order to decrease the cost of the vehicles, increase the range through advanced battery systems, you know, and increase or decrease the charging time that it takes, where we're talking, you know, maybe 15 minutes or less to charge a battery. We're doing a lot of work there as well. So there's a lot of things coming online over the next decade, I think you'll see, and looks really exciting on the electrification front for vehicles. With that, you know, that there's also this another perspective or technology perspective coming, which is the connected and autonomous vehicle. It does not have to be an electric vehicle, but, you know, because the connectivity and the autonomous nature of the vehicle, it does need a fairly large, those vehicles do need a fairly large electric battery on board in order to to complete the functions that it needs on connectivity and automation. So electric vehicles do enable that mobility. But we do see more and more, you know, you've seen it even on your vehicles today, where, you know, you have some LiDAR, you have cameras, you have, you know, lane monitoring systems, And we see that kind of technology continuing to advance for the light-duty vehicles and the heavy-duty vehicles as well. So, so two things there are happening together, the electrification of fleets and the connectivity and automation. Both of those work very well together to decrease the energy required to move people and goods, increase efficiencies, and also decrease emissions as well. So
a lot of exciting technologies and futuristic types of opportunities coming to transportation throughout the country and the world. So, Dave, how can our listeners learn more about your office and the Clean Cities program?
So, I would start with our websites. We have several that you can connect to. One is the vehicles.energy.gov website. Tell you all about vehicle technologies and the great technologies that, we're pursuing with our R&D program. There's also the Clean Cities websites, and we have ours, cleancities.energy.gov, that could connect you with all the deployment work that we're doing and Clean City coordinators in regions that you would be interested in. And I mentioned the Alternative Fuels Data Center. You can access that through afdc.energy.gov as well.
And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Dave Howell, Acting Director of the Vehicle Technologies Office of the U.S. Department of Energy. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.